USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Sunday, in Arizona, Florida, and Texas, which combined have a population of 60 million people, 123 people died from coronavirus. That number is under 5%, which is what they were in New York per capita in April. Now, as far as a possible rift at the White House between President Trump and Dr. Anthony Fauci,
I have a very good relationship with Dr. Fauci. I've had for a long time, right from the beginning. I find him to be a very nice person. I don't always agree with him.
President Trump speaking there at the White House on Monday. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown is asking the public to be patient with his strategies to curb violent crime in Chicago. This past weekend, 64 people were shot and 13 of them were killed. Mixed bag on Wall Street at the closing bell as the Dow was up, but the NASDAQ and S&P were both down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A 24-year-old mother was shot and killed by a Black Lives Matter mob in Indianapolis for allegedly saying all lives matter. Jessica Doty Whitaker was shot and killed following an altercation with a Black Lives Matter protester who was upset that she and her fiancé said all lives matter. Due to some pressure and the loss of millions of dollars, one team is retiring their nickname. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
One of America's oldest pro football teams is changing the nickname it's had for nearly 90 years. But with no decision yet on a new name, for now, it's a case of...
Hail to the... Hail victory.
The Washington, D.C. NFL team's front office announcing this morning it's dropping the moniker Redskins and its logo, effective immediately under pressure from some who say it's offensive to Native Americans. And that included some key sponsors.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
After a sweltering weekend, heat advisories and excessive heat warnings continue from California all the way to Mississippi.
It's going to be hot. It's summer, right? So while it's not that we haven't seen these type of conditions before, there's just some locations that are going to be near daily record.
Laura Pagano with the National Weather Service continues on NBC saying,
next couple of days, we're seeing... let's say around 24 sites across the southwest and southern tier that could tie or break records. And these are for forecast high temperatures.
Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego is advocating for some changes to be made as coronavirus cases spike in Arizona. The mayor telling CBS's Face the Nation some places should not be open.
Protections, including moving restaurants completely to takeout, have some of the riskier personal care situations like nail salons. We think that's just not necessary right now while you're seeing such high levels of the virus.
What the mayor was not asked in that interview was why she doesn't declare a state of emergency in the city of Phoenix, as she could make restaurants in the city takeout only. The city council would have to approve the measure, and there is a possibility that Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey could challenge the city's authority. The mayor of Phoenix spending her time doing interviews with MSNBC, CBS, CNN, and The Washington Post. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.